Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also listen to us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people have to say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, then you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, 639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is monetizing. Both of my guests will be talking about how we can use the internet to maximize the money in our life. My first guest is the country's leading authority on new media marketing tactics. He's been building profitable businesses on the internet for years. He's an internet marketer you can trust, according to Who Is, an online reputation critic. His products have received great feedback from others, and he was responsible for introducing many revolutionary strategies for Google AdSense. He's also one of the few teachers who understands what it takes to succeed on the internet. If you want to call in and learn more about new media marketing, you can call us at 639-0008, 639-0008. Joel Kamm is an entrepreneur, best-selling author, public speaker, social media evangelist, and mobile marketing innovator. He's the leading authority on new media marketing tactics. Joel's current specialty is using social media, such as Facebook and Twitter, to help companies market their brand. He's also created some top-ranked mobile applications, including the most talked-about iPhone app of all time. Joel has been building profitable businesses and cutting-edge internet ventures since 1995. As somebody who went from having only 87 cents in his bank account to creating successful multi-million dollar corporations, Joel is uniquely poised to instruct us on what it takes to use the various forms of new media. Joel's a best-selling author of three books, including Twitter Power, the world's most popular book on Twitter. He's appeared numerous places, too many to mention here, both in print and on television. His latest book is titled Ka-Ching, How to Run an Online Business That Pays and Pays. Joel lives with his family in Loveland, Colorado. Welcome from Loveland, Colorado, Joel Kamm. How are you today?
Thank you, Billy. Great to be here and inside your brain.
Oh, yeah. That's the place to be, is inside the brain of Billy the Brain. So you are actually one of the internet's leading brains, leading authorities when it comes to internet marketing. So I'm very thrilled to have you on the show. Your latest book, I told you before we went on the air that I actually went out and bought this book before I booked you to be on the show here. The book is titled Ka-Ching, How to Run an Online Business That Pays and Pays. Tell us, how'd you come up with the title Ka-Ching? What does Ka-Ching represent in the offline world, and how is Ka-Ching different in the online world from the offline world?
Well, there you go.
Thank you.
That's the definition of ka-ching for you. It's that cash register sound that, you know, indicates that you've made a sale. And it's something that, you know, we're all accustomed to. We all know what that means. And it makes us smile. And, you know, I had these ka-ching buttons made up last year before I decided to do this book, because I wanted to send them out to some of my associates and customers. And as my publisher, John Wiley and Sons, was asking me what my next title was going to be, I realized that I had been teaching a lot from the stage about five ways that people could make a lot of money online.
Mm-hmm.
And I used the ka-ching button in my presentation. I thought, you know what, there's the book title right there, ka-ching. And, you know, ka-ching online and offline is the same thing. It means you're making money, but online, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're having to ship product or inventory or have a massive staff or have an office space. It means that for very little investment, you can have a website up and running and learn how to make money online.
Let's hear that ka-ching button one more time, please, Joel. I love
there
that sound. Where can you get those novelty ka-ching buttons?
Actually, if you go to ka-ching.com, com. That's where you can get a copy of the book, and when you put in your order number, if you buy it online, you can get a ka-ching button for free. Just pay for the shipping and handling to get it to you.
Ah, that's wonderful. All right, Joel. There are so many different contradictory ideas out there about how much money can actually be made online. Of course, we hear the success stories, the online millionaires. But, you know, for every online millionaire, however, there are probably thousands of people who are struggling to make any money online at all. So help us set some realistic expectations for how much money an online business can generate.
Well, first of all, the whole make millions online thing is, you know, yes, there are people that can do it, but it's a lot of hype. And the idea of making that kind of money appeals to people. So, you know, they'll buy product that will teach them how to do that. My approach is a lot different. It's, you know what? What if you could make an extra $500 or $1,000 a month on the internet? What would that mean to you? You know, it's a mortgage payment, a car payment, some groceries. It's just, you know, something that's more attainable. And I believe that anybody can do that if they just know the strategies and how to approach going online. And I would submit to you that it does not come from following trends and fads. Yeah, you can get lucky, but again, you know, how many people get lucky?
Right.
There's systems that work. So don't follow trends and fads. Instead, follow systems that are proven to work. And I think the key is really discovering what your passion is, what is going to be exciting for you, that you're going to invest in your time and your efforts to bring value to others online.
Oh, well said. We're talking to Joel Kamm, everybody, one of this country's leading authorities on new media marketing tactics. And you sort of lead me into the next question that I'm going to ask Joel, and that is, what are some of the most common mistakes you see people making when it comes to running a business online?
Well, you know, first of all, you have to have a nice site, right? I see people put up a site, and I won't name any names, but there's businesses out there that they'll sell you a prefabricated store, right?
Mm-hmm.
And show you all the kind of money that can be made selling product online. And I know of very few people that make any money that way, because again, they're buying into an existing business model, and that I don't believe is where your true profits are. They're going to be in your passions, your knowledge, your skills, talents, and abilities, and then applying them to bring value to others. Because, you know, I believe that everybody's created by God with those passions and personality and skills and abilities. And when you put them all together, we're all very unique. You know, there's never been anybody like any one of us, and will never be anybody like us again. And I don't think we're here by accident. I think we're created to do something to bring value. And those who hide that value, you know, under a basket are not doing a service to their neighbor and to the people in their community and into the world in general. So figuring out what that driving factor is in your life, what makes you get out of bed in the morning, what you would do for the rest of your life for free if money were no object because you love it so much. Once you know what that thing is, then you want to focus and figure out, how do I monetize that thing online?
All right, well, let's
kind of like remember the movie City Slickers with Jack Palance?
I do.
Said, you know, when you figure out that one
thing. We're talking to Joel Kamm, everybody. He's telling us about the one thing. And Joel, I'm going to ask you to get personal here for just a minute then and pull back the curtain a little bit about your career. You've been doing this since 1995. When and how did you come to the realization of the one thing that you wanted to do?
Well, you know, that one thing can change. That's important to remember, that what we're passionate about at one stage in our life might not be what we're passionate about later. But at that point in my life, in 1994, you got to realize that I'm a big-time computer gamer. Love playing games on my computer. Always have since I had a TRS-80 in 1980. So 30 years ago, I had my first computer.
Oh, my.
And I was reading a computer game magazine, and I thought, you know, and at this point in my life, I have a mobile DJ business, and I'm selling Encyclopedia Britannicas, and you know, I'm young, married, got a family, and thinking I can't go out and spend money on computer games, but I bet these companies send out free software to those who will review it. And so I instantly whipped up this idea of doing a local rag, as it were, a newsletter where I would review software in the Dallas area, and I began receiving software every day from software companies, and this is when there was a lot of game companies. And that turned into my first website in 1995 called worldvillage.com, and it was software reviews from a family-friendly perspective, being a parent who's concerned about not only the quality of the games our kids are playing, but also the content of them. I saw a need for that, and I took that passion, and I turned it into my first website. That's how I got started.
Oh, that's great. We're talking to Joel Kamm, everybody, author of the new book, Ka-Ching, How to Run an Online Business That Pays and Pays and Pays. And in your book, Joel, you say that content is not king, which surprised me a little bit. Ka-Ching is king. And I'd agree, we all want to make money online. So give us some ideas of what types of content lead to Ka-Ching.
Well, valuable content, authentic content. Again, if you're coming from a place of your own passion and your knowledge, then what you have to say about your topic is going to have some variance from what everybody else has to say. And if you'll look at the most popular sites online, they're content-based. It's not, you know, besides like a store like Amazon, which is still loaded with content because you can preview books, you can read reviews and see samples, right? Content is really what's ka-ching. And so anything that brings value to others is what's going to pay you back online. Think about the sites that you go to and why you go to those sites. It's because they bring you value. So people who try to find shortcuts to just throwing up spammy types of sites that bring no real value are never going to get bookmarked, and they're never going to grow.
Ah, that's great. We're talking to Joel Kamm, everybody, author of the book Ka-Ching. Joel, we got a break for some commercials, but when we come back, I want to talk about some specific types of content up there. I want to talk about how-to articles, maybe some news articles, and something that I do on my website, Brainstorming Online, interview posts. So let's not get into that now when we come back after this short commercial break.
And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What? Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain, where today's theme is monetizing. My guests are going to be talking about how we can use the internet to maximize the money in our life. And before we went to commercial break, we were talking to Joel Kamm, author of the book Ka-Ching, about the different types of content that you can put up on the site. And I listed off just a couple of, Joel. So I want to start with how-to articles. What do you mean by how-to articles, and how would you go about posting those onto the web?
Oh, well, you know, first of all, you want to have your own blog. It's real important to have your own site set up. And if you don't have a domain in your own blog, I recommend going to fastlocalhosting.com, and you can get a domain and your own website fully designed and ready to go within 24 hours. It's very inexpensive. But once you have your site, a how-to article, people are always searching for how do I fix the plumbing on my toilet? How do I, you know, build a fence? How do I take pictures with a digital camera? People are always looking for how-to information online. And so in your area of expertise, if you can blog about how-to and then fill in the blank, then you have a much better chance of coming up in the search engines when somebody searches for that term.
All right. That makes sense. Something else that you mentioned, which I found kind of intriguing, opinion articles. Why would anybody pay for my opinion?
Well, they don't necessarily pay for your opinion, but they'll want to read about your opinion because people are looking for either others who think like they do, or they're looking for others who think opposite of they do, so they hear an opposing opinion. You know, newspaper commentators are packed with giving their opinion. I use it on my blog. I share my opinion about a number of things, about customer service experiences, about politics, about movies, and people love to read about what others think.
Sure, but you're famous, Joel.
And you have an opinion, so why not share it?
All right. Well, that makes sense, especially when you're famous like you are, but when you're somebody like Billy the Brain, I'm not so sure. All right. One of the things that I post up on my blog all the time are interview posts. I put up not only the interview that I'm going to do with you, but I'll also throw up a little bit of commentary there as well. Why do you think people want to go to see these types of interviews, and how can we lead into monetizing that?
Well, again, it's content, right? Everything is content. We're creating content right now. We're doing it in an audio format, and you can take this recording and you could put it on, but you could also transcribe this interview if you chose to, and you could build several blog posts out of our time together. content is what people are looking for, and the more content you can place on your site, the more opportunities you have to be found by people who are searching for content. So, you know, in terms of monetizing it, there's a dozen different ways to monetize it, but I like to tell people that the easy button of monetizing your content is with Google AdSense. And Google takes in over $20 billion each year in advertising from people who want to reach their customers. And they are inviting people like you and me who will create content to place ads on their site. And anytime people click on those ads, then Google shares the revenue for every click with you. And it's a beautiful program. It's called AdSense, google.com/AdSense. You can apply for free. And all you have to do is copy and paste a piece of code that you put into your blog template. And then you don't have to touch it again. Because what Google does is your page loads, they automatically determine what your page is about, what the content is, and they will deliver ads that are relevant to your content from their database of millions of ads. So you don't even have to go out and look for advertisers. Google sends them to you automatically. And again, if somebody sees an ad on your site and it's interesting to them and they click it, then Google charges that advertiser and they'll split the revenue with you. In fact, you'll get 69% of whatever that click is worth. It could be worth a nickel, it could be worth $15. Whatever the value that advertiser is willing to pay for that click, you immediately get a ching.
Love that sound effect for the ching. We're talking to Joel Kamm, everybody, the author of the book Ka-Ching, which you just heard in the background. You're also renowned, really, for helping to launch AdSense, and not necessarily from the Google side, but really taking advantage of it out there. So tell us a little bit more in detail. You said that a click can range in price from a nickel to, you know, dollars, if not tens of dollars, hundreds of dollars. Why are the different ads priced differently?
Well, it's a bid system, right? So it depends how many people are bidding on a certain keyword. So a keyword like games, for example, you know, there might be a lot of people bidding on them, and to get a click through to a site that maybe offers online games might not be very valuable to the advertiser. So there might be a lot more people bidding on it at a lower cost. Whereas maybe an insurance company looking to get new customers. A new customer is very valuable to an insurance agent, and they might be willing to pay $30 or $40 for a lead for somebody that might become a customer. And so keywords in that particular niche are going to be more valuable. So depending upon what the content of your page is, some pages will have ads that can be worth several dollars, where others might have ads that, you know, they're worth several cents.
All right. Now, one of the questions I have for you, just following on that same logic, is Google is figuring out what your site is about. It's doing some analysis of that. Is it basing what is it basing its analysis? Is it looking at your keywords? Is it looking at your tags? How does it draw its conclusions about what my site is about?
Well, we don't know for sure. Google's algorithms, they don't reveal the secret sauce, but we guess that some combination of your title tag, the title of your article, the keyword density that it's within your page, and they're pretty darn good at delivering ads that are very relevant to what's on that site.
We're talking to Joel Kamm, everybody. And Joel, I work with some colleagues who have some concerns about AdSense, and they're publishers, and they don't necessarily want Google placing certain ads for certain competing companies on their web page. So they're gun shy about it. So let me ask you, what mechanisms are in place that would allow you to maybe block out or prevent unwanted advertisers from appearing on your page?
That's a great question, and Google's thought of that. There's actually, in your AdSense administrative panel that you have access to, there's a tab that lets you put competing URLs that you wish to block or ban, and you simply put them in. So if you don't want any ads from whatever.com showing in your site, you just put whatever.com into the tool, and no more ads from them.
Ah, well, that's easy enough. Certainly that is good. Well, Joel, another question for you, because in your book you make a distinction. You say links improve search engine rankings, advertising doesn't. So I'm going to put you on the spot here just a little bit. Which is more important for an online business commerce, links or advertising?
Oh, I would say links. If you're selling product, you want more people talking about you. You want more links, more people linking to you, more sites referring people to you. You know, product sites are one of the types of sites that I don't recommend putting AdSense on, because you want people to be focused on the message of what you're trying to, asking them to buy from you, and ads can be distracting from that. But content sites, AdSense ads find a perfect home there.
All right. Well, then how does one go about getting more links into the web page?
Well, what you'll want to do is you'll definitely want to use social media to get people talking about you, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. But you'll want to contact sites that that have some symbiotic relationship, right, that might be in your particular niche, and say, hey, you know, I've got this site up here. It's all about travel, and, you know, you've got this travel site. What if we swapped out links to each other? You know, what Google's looking for are inbound links from other sites that are relevant. In other words, don't ever post your links on what we call link farms, that are pages that exist for no reason other than to just link to a bunch of sites. That could actually lose you points in your search engine optimization attempt.
Interesting. We're talking to Joel Kamm, everybody. He's the author of the book, Ka-Ching, How to Run an Online Business That Pays and Pays and Pays. And another thing that I've got to ask you about, because you bring it up in the book, Joel, and that is affiliate programs. You know, conceptually, I can get my arms around what is an affiliate program, but break it down for our listeners. What is an affiliate program? Why do you want to have one if you have a website?
There are literally thousands of merchants online that would love nothing more than for you to tell others about their stuff. And so what an affiliate program is an invitation for you as a site owner to partner with any number of these merchants that might be in your niche. And they will give you a link that you can put on your page, either text links or banners or buttons, what have you, that when somebody on your site clicks through one of those images or links and makes a purchase from the merchant, it's all trackable back to you, and that merchant will pay you a commission for every sale. So, you know, if you're an affiliate of Dell.com and you sell a $1,500 computer through your link, well, Dell will give you 1% of that, and you'll make a $15 commission. If you're an associate with Amazon.com, they'll pay you up to 8% for linking to a book from your site that somebody ends up buying. And like I say, there's thousands of merchants. I like to call it the SOPS approach, selling other people's stuff.
SOPS.
And you don't have to inventory anything. You don't have to ship any product. It's all other people's stuff, and they're all too happy to pay you a slice of the pie when you make a sale.
All right. I love it, the SOPS approach. Well, then it begs the question, though, how do you find products that people are going to want to buy so that they get the click-through so you can make some money on this?
Well, Amazon's a great place to start because they sell so many products, and they have a massive associate program. If you'll just go to Amazon.com, sign into your account, and at the bottom of the page, you'll see a link that says Associates. Another place is CJ.com, stands for Commission Junction, and they're one of the largest go-betweens for affiliates and merchants. You'll see well over 1,000 merchants in just about every niche you can imagine that have affiliate programs, and you can sign up and apply for any of those programs that you want to, and once you're approved into a merchant's program, they walk you through the whole process of getting a link and posting that on your site.
I see. Well, big shout out to Computer Junction, which has offices up in Santa Barbara, well within our listening range here at KKZZ Positive Talk Radio. Joel, the book is great. It's called Ka-Ching, How to Run an Online Business That Pays and Pays. One last question, and we only have about a minute left, but this has to do with online reputation. It's a very important issue, managing and protecting your online image and your reputation. Because the Internet's the wild, wild west. Anybody can slander or libel you out there. There's very little recourse. How do you deal with maintaining your online reputation, especially if you're going to be selling product?
Well, don't do anything stupid to begin with. You know, just because it's digital and you can type it doesn't mean that you should say it. You know, once you you blog about something or you do a tweet or a Facebook post, it's out there. And you're exposing yourself. So just as in the real world, if you wouldn't libel or slander somebody, then don't do it on the Internet as well. And, you know, if you're going to be online and doing business, then make sure you've got an attorney, you know, trademark copyright attorney and somebody who understands these types of issues. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't play one on the Internet.
All righty, fair enough. So have an attorney. That's good advice, everybody, from Joel Kamm, author of the book Ka-Ching, How to Run an Online Business That Pays and Pays. Joel, I can't believe we're out of time. Thank you so much for being our guest today here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.